A pet is not just for Christmas. A charity that takes care of abandoned horses is worried that gifts of small foals and ponies at this time of year can often end up neglected, damaged, or ultimately set loose. Last year, just under 1,500 horses were seized by local authorities across the country. Hundreds were reclaimed or rehoused, but just over 1,000 horses were euthanised. Martina Kenny is here. She's the CEO of the charity My Lovely Horse, named after, of course, the song in Father Ted, our second Father Ted reference of the morning. Tell me, Martina, about the kind of calls that you get to your charity.
We get a lot of messages and calls every single day. People all over Ireland really concerned about different horses in housing estates, fields, just concerned at the fact they have no water sometimes, no food. Grass dies for winter. They're in, you know, fields of just muck, so absolutely nothing to eat. And then also a lot of people calling about horses in housing estates. So, you know, urban horses left in back gardens, left in front gardens, on greens, which would be council land, you know, abandoned fields or whatever. So it's wrong. First of all, they have no shelter, they have no food, no care, and a horse does cost a lot of money if it gets sick.
Horses as presents, yes?
Yeah. I spoke to two parents only a while ago, and both their sons, one 12 and one 10, had got horses for a communion and confirmation. One was €50 and the other was €100, and they completely thought that that was absolutely fine.
And in some cases, it's the children buying the horses themselves with their communion or confirmation
yeah,
money.
Absolutely. Yeah, or they swap mobile phones. You know, we've had many horses in that have been swapped for a mobile phone.
If you hear, if somebody rings you to say that they're worried about a horse, about the condition they're in or where they're being kept, what can you do then?
Well, what we do is we ask for the area. We don't obviously say the name of the person, but we do ask for photo, if they can take a photo or video. It's just good to have proof as well. We contact local guards, depending on where it is, and we then contact the councils and the Department of Agriculture.
Now, you house, or you essentially you take care of horses that are abandoned. I'm just looking at your website for people who would like to foster, to adopt, to rehouse these horses. For those who have the space, the money, the time, the energy to do it, they can go to, rather than doing it through other means. They can, a little bit like with abandoned dogs or cats, they can go to your charity to get a horse. Yes,
like a foster is a great way to know. You know, if you do have some land and a shelter and you have a little bit of experience, or we can help you with that. It's a great way to see if your family are ready for such a big animal, because it is a very expensive thing. Like a horse can get sick and like colic, for instance. And if that happens, you know, it could be a big, huge vet bill going straight to UCD for an operation or whatever. They don't seem to understand that. A lot of the people that, you know, especially the urban areas that have horses, they're not thinking about that at all. It's like a quad bike. So when it's finished with, it's just thrown there.
Martina, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. That's Martina Kenny, she's CEO of the charity My Lovely Horse. 2 minutes to 9.